when you're out of choices to cleanse your soul from the wrong you've done. There's a river that flows to the lowest valley. Can you hear love calling, beckon you to come, come?
Take you to the mountain.
Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ, and welcome to our daily devotions for Thursday, the 5th of May, 2022, brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I am the Reverend Desiree Johnson, Assistant Curate at Christ the King, Ridgeland Park West, New Providence. Let us pray. O God, whose blessed Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of bread, open the eyes of our faith that we may behold him in all his redeeming work, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Hear now some words from our appointed text written in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8, verses 26 to 40. Then an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Get up and go toward the south to the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza." So he got up and went. Now there was an Ethiopian eunuch, a court official of the Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, in charge of her entire treasury. He had come to Jerusalem to worship and was returning home. Seated in his chariot, he was reading the prophet Isaiah. Then the Spirit said to Philip, "Go over to this chariot and join it." So Philip ran up to it and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah. He asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" He replied, "How can I understand unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to get in and to sit beside him. Then Philip began to speak, and starting with this scripture, he proclaimed to him the good news about Jesus. As they were going along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, here is water. What is to prevent me from being baptized?" He commanded the chariot to stop, and both of them, Philip and the eunuch, went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord snatched Philip away. The eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. Here ends the reading. This passage is the second narrative about the preaching ministry of Philip, one of the seven deacons in the diaspora. The angel of the Lord orchestrates an encounter between a eunuch, the royal treasurer of the Queen of Ethiopia, as he is returning home from worshiping in Jerusalem. Their providential meeting culminates with the Ethiopian's baptism and appearance by the Spirit of the Lord. Philip the evangelist is a model of radical discipleship. The fact that Philip reaches out to respond to the eunuch, who is an unclean man, is nothing short of radical for that time. And what's even more radical is that Philip not only talks to him, but climbs into the chariot with the eunuch, risking his own ritual cleanliness. It is through Philip's act of radical outreach with no concern for what it might cost him that the eunuch is transformed through the waters of baptism. Friends, how often do we do what Philip did? How often do we risk putting our bodies, our reputations, our health and well-being, our time, our faith, our own entrenched beliefs on the line in order to respond to the need of others, especially others whom the world considers outcasts? Our text today invites us to see all people as God sees them, as beloved children made in his image, and to befriend the marginalized, welcome the unclean, embrace those whom society has rejected for whatever reason. That is the power of the Spirit of the Lord that we see at work here. The Spirit led Philip, and he was willing to join the Spirit in that work. Sisters and brothers in Christ, we too must be ready and willing to join in the work of the Spirit, to jump into whatever situation we find people, even if it is messy, dangerous, or costly, to go into unfamiliar places and undesirable spaces to touch, see, embrace, love, accept, and welcome the lost, the lonely, the forgotten people of this world, so that they too may come to know the saving love of Christ as we share with them the good news. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, you sent the deacon Philip to join the chariot of an unclean man in whom you were already stirring to establish your church in Ethiopia. Stir our hearts as we hear your word, that we may join as faithfully with all to whom you send us. Amen. Thank you for listening. We hope that you find our daily devotions a source of inspiration and invite you to share them with others so that they too might be encouraged. As always, I wish you blessings of peace and all good.
There's a new life awaiting, filled with hope and laughter that will make you whole. So give him a try, his love.